This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I think a lot of us probably suspect that our health insurance companies that cover us do all they can to make money and pay out as little as they possibly can. And stories like the next one we're talking about are a reason why, and they are maddening. The case involves Christopher McNaughton, who was a Penn State student suffering from ulcerative colitis, struggling for treatment, struggling to find a treatment in the works, went to the Mayo Clinic here in Rochester, got the treatment that did work, thinks his problems are alleviated, then insurance, United Health, flags it. And the following story was laid out by our next guest. David Armstrong is a reporter for ProPolitico. He joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. David, thank you so much for joining us. Pick up the story from there now. So this Penn State student suffering from ulcerative colitis seemingly finds a treatment that works, and then what happens?
Well, and thanks for having me, first of all. Just to give you a little bit more context, this was a very severe case of ulcerative colitis. Mm-hmm. This was a kid who was a college basketball player, had to drop out of school, basically, a prisoner in his own home. He couldn't leave because of the severe symptoms, bloody diarrhea 20 times a day, anemia, fatigue, cramps, pain. I mean, this was a really miserable existence. And he searched for a number of years for some treatment that would help, and finally ended up in your neck of the woods at the Mayo Clinic with one of, the more renowned gastroenterologists in the country, who devised a drug cocktail that actually brought his disease into remission. So for 2 years, he was on this treatment and his life changed. He enrolled at Penn State. He was on his way to a degree. And then United, out of nowhere, flagged his case as a high dollar value case and said that they were not going to pay for his treatment anymore.
And to back up too, so that he's insured through Penn State. So United is insuring students at Penn State mainly because most of them are healthy, right? And it's low payouts with those students. At what point does his family say, okay, we're going to fight this? And take me through that and how United fought back against his and his family's claims.
Sure. So, his care is very expensive. These drugs are, they're overpriced. Let's start with that. They're effective, but the amount that's charged is not commensurate with the benefit as judged by healthcare economists. So they are expensive drugs, but they work. And, the family couldn't afford to pay for these out of pocket. There's just no way. So if they don't have insurance, he's really up the creek. So they immediately, started asking for explanations. And eventually they were told that doctors working for United reviewed his case and determined that it was, quote, not medically necessary. And this is something that's pretty standard in plans that most people don't appreciate. His drugs are covered by his insurance plan. But in this instance, they're saying the drugs are not medically necessary, and the plan allows them to deny care if they determine it's not medically necessary. It's a really vague definition that's frankly up to the interpretation of the insurer. So that's what happened, and they started fighting back. And what they learned, let me just jump ahead a little bit. They eventually filed a federal lawsuit because United was again threatening to deny his care. And the lawsuit uncovered a number of, really kind of unsettling details about how his case was reviewed. First of all, one doctor who reviewed it hasn't treated a patient in 40 years, never treated a patient for ulcerative colitis. And he admitted in a deposition that he didn't even do his own review. He rubber stamped, literally cut and pasted the recommendation of a nurse. So that was one review. Another review that was done actually found that his care should be covered. And in fact, if it wasn't covered, he could suffer some really serious health consequences. Well, when United got that review, the person in charge of reviewing Chris McNaughton's care literally buried the report, never considered it, never shared it with anybody, went back to the company that provides these reviews for United and said, we wanted to go to the doctor who was saying he shouldn't get the care. So this was just all really troubling and an insight into what happens behind the scenes, which is something we rarely ever get. No one ever sues these companies. It's a long, horrible, costly journey.
And that's what I was going to ask you. We're talking to David Armstrong from ProPolitico talking about this story, is that you would think if the family pushes back initially through at least the most common routes that other people use, that there would be at least a discovery or at least an admission, okay, yes, these are the drugs he needs. But they continued to fight this, which is just, to me, mind-boggling. As you just mentioned, even a report that suggested, yeah, he needs those drugs. They buried that. What kind of contact have you had with United, and I guess what's their explanation for why they continued to fight this?
Well, you know, we tried to engage United early on in this process. We were really interested in what they had to say about how this works and the behavior that we saw in the case of Chris McNaughton. But, you know, they made a decision that they were not going to answer our questions. They gave us a 3-sentence statement that basically said, you know, in the end, we did end up paying for his care and that he was getting doses that were higher than what the FDA recommends, which is true. But this is a common practice. It's called off-label prescribing. It happens about 1 in 5 prescriptions in America. So that's the response. You know, the other thing that was really interesting about his case is insurance companies tape everything. You know, they record everything, even their own internal conversations. And so part of the lawsuit, Chris's lawyer was able to get some of these recordings. And it was really amazing to hear the United employees talking so cavalierly about this life-saving care for this kid. At one point, when one of the United doctors says, you know, we shouldn't pay for this, it's not medically necessary, one of the executives on the call started laughing, literally laughing, a long laugh. And that really, when, you know, I talked to Chris McNaughton about it, when he heard that, it just cut him to the core.
It would drive me crazy. And they refer to his mother as this woman. I listened to the call. Mm-hmm. That would drive me crazy. And this, again, we're talking to David Armstrong. Forgive me, David, I said you were from ProPolitical. You're from ProPublica. He's the reporter.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that did this work. And as I was saying to lead in this is so many people, I think, just assume this happens. And they're so exhausted by even the thought of having to call the insurance company, be on hold, try to talk to the person you need to try to fight things. And I think a lot of people assume that the insurance company knows that, and they know that you're just going to give up.
Yeah, it's a very daunting system that's in place here. You know, the other really unfortunate fact is when you're put in the position of having to appeal a denial from the insurance company, it usually means you're sick. You know, it catches you at a really bad moment. You're not at your best to fight this. You've got so many other concerns and trying to get your medicine or your treatment or your surgery that you need. It's just one more thing to add to the list of stressful occurrences at that time in your life. And then it's really opaque, you know, trying to figure out how you do these appeals,
right?
You know, how you should word them. It's not easy. We're going to hopefully in some future stories, you know, give people some really helpful advice on that. But, you know, most people give up. You know, we put a stat in the story, insurance plans that are sold through Obamacare, you know, less than 1% of people appeal a denial. You know, it's just
crazy.
They give up. They give up after the first call. They just think it's hopeless.
And the insurance companies are banking on that. That was going to be my next question for you. Is first of all, how were you drawn to, how'd you get a hold of Christopher's story? And B, is this something you're going to be continuing to do, trying to find stories similar to Christopher's and keep reporting on this very topic?
Yeah, well, thank you for that question, because we're going to continue reporting on this, at least for this year. We have a team of people. We think it's an important issue. We know it affects a lot of people. We're really interested in hearing, you know, you're in Minnesota. We're really interested in hearing from insiders at health insurers. You know, we want to know how this works. If there's problems, we want to bring them to the fore. So, you know, people should reach out to us. We want to hear from them. Chris McNaughton's story actually came to us through one of his medical providers had learned that we were looking at healthcare denials and suggested to the family or suggested this case to us. So, you know, once we learned more about it, we thought it was pretty revelatory and one that people should know about.
It's a great piece and one that makes you mad when you read it, but that often is the case with good investigative pieces of journalism. So congratulations on that. And if somebody is listening right now, David, and hears you and says, you know what, I might have a story for these folks, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, thank you. So it's david.armstrong@ProPublica, which is ProPublica.org. You can also go to our website, ProPublica.org, and /health insurance. And there's a way to contact us there as well.
Wonderful. And you have my email. And if there's any updated to this story or any other story that would be of interest to our listeners, please don't hesitate to reach out, sir.
Okay, appreciate that.
David Armstrong from ProPublica on this case of this Penn State student and the incredible battle with UnitedHealthcare over drug treatment. 118, News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.